Hey everybody, it's Chris. John and I haven't been able to get our schedules together in the past 2 weeks, and it suddenly occurred to me that there would be no show this upcoming week because of Thanksgiving. At least we weren't able to record one, so I wanted to record a short little episode because something happened last week that I wanted to talk to John about, but I didn't get to. So I just wanted to bring it up on the show. You know, here on Dance Monkey Dance, we like to talk about pop culture and how it has influenced our lives or how we feel about it. And last week we lost Stan Lee. Another part of my childhood is gone. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I've been a comic book fan, a fan of these superhero characters for a very, very long time. And one of my early memories is always having had, when I was a kid, I had this big Spider-Man poster over my bed. So it's always been a part of my life. And it's one of those things, it very much feels like when Carrie Fisher died. Carrie Fisher was part of my very first memory, and Stan Lee indirectly is someone that has shaped my childhood. You know, the things that Stan always preached about, you know, don't hate somebody because they're different, and you know, be nice to people, and all the things that he was known for, you know, is a good teaching point. They're good teaching points for anybody. And as I get older and I'm trying to teach my daughter about the world, there's definitely things that Stan has brought up that I will use to kind of help her to navigate the world, I guess. It's really kind of hard to put in the words of just kind of what I'm feeling. This year has been terrible for me in that I've lost people. I've had people close to me lose people, and having somebody like Stan Lee die, is like having a member of your extended family, die. And, you know, people will say Stan was over the top and he was corny and all this stuff, but he was a character himself, which is one of those amazing things. Like Stan Lee, in as much as any of the other characters that he created was famous, he was famous because he was a character. Whether he was shouting Excelsior or, you know, whatever. You know, I remember him, he had a television show. It was a game show on the Sci-Fi Channel called Who Wants to Be a Superhero? And it was these people who had always looked up to Stan who were trying to, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, they wanted to become superheroes. And Stan Lee was the narrator and the judge and all this kind of stuff. And so reading the Wikipedia page, they had fictional superheroes that were named Levity and Nitro G and Cell Phone Girl and the Iron Enforcer, Monkey Woman, Major Victory, Feedback. And then there was a season two, and those were like Whipsnap and Parthenon and Hyperstrike, the diffuser, which I think is the guy that won. And I think Feedback won the first one. Yeah. So like, these are people that were influenced so much that they wanted to become superheroes. And not that I ever really wanted to become a superhero, but, you know, he's just a large, large figure in the world of comic books. And whether you like Marvel or DC or Image or whatever you're into, he had either a direct or indirect effect on those comic books. Even though he wasn't writing for DC, there was such stiff competition that he pushed DC to do better superheroes. A lot of people don't know that he was in the military. He was in the Army, and he worked in the Signal Corps. I think he worked fixing signal poles and, I guess, communications equipment. You know, he's just contributed so much to the world of comic books that him and Jack Kirby, you know, when you name comic book people, those are the two that jump to your mind first. There are people since then that are famous. Neil Gaiman, who's not really a comic book writer, but has written comic books. Todd McFarlane, who did Spawn and those types of characters, and Frank Miller. But when you're thinking about comic books, the very first one that's going to come to your mind is Stan Lee. And the world seems a little darker these days without Stan in it. And, you know, it's very, very sad. I think most recently he, of course, was known for his cameos in, all the MCU movies. I think that's where a lot of the young kids these days first knew of him and said, why is he there? So, I mean, it's just the amount of superheroes that he created has touched everybody. The Amazing Spider-Man and the Avengers and Captain America and Daredevil. Fantastic Four, the Incredible Hulk, She-Hulk, Thor, Silver Surfer. I mean, the list goes on. And X-Men, of course, X-Men was his look at discrimination and how that fits into our world. And it's just such a huge loss to entertainment and the pop culture and, all that. So Stan Lee will be missed, especially here on this show. We will, so as I record this, I'm a couple hours away of driving down to Orlando for Thanksgiving, in which I will see John and we will record a show, together, and we'll be back to the normal schedule, hopefully. We're trying not to miss weeks, but the schedules sometimes with his work and my work, it's not feasible, and he may be sent out of the country again, you know, Secret Agent John. So if that happens, I will find co-hosts to come back and help me get through the gap. Other than that, we hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Again, sorry this is so short, but I wanted to get something out there, so... Again, we hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Hope you get to spend it with people who you want to spend it with. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris. And for John, have a good week. Bye-bye.